This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome yet again. We have another episode of This Open House Show. I am your host, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my gorgeous, brilliant, amazingly talented, and I don't think my mom's listening today. The best mom ever.
Aw, thank
Rebecca
you.
Guthrie
That's
here.
Very sweet of you.
Well, it's true. Sometimes my mom does tune in, but she probably would agree with that. Mom, you're awesome. We love you. And Dad, you're not bad either.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there tomorrow.
It is going to be an amazing weekend. And hopefully, you know what? This year, this time around, the restaurants
will all be open.
Are they gonna be packed?
You're taking
yes, mom
they're
out
gonna, they're gonna be packed.
Here's the deal. We may be doing something pretty amazing for Mother's Day. We're just gonna have to see. I don't want to ruin all the surprises here.
Week.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll talk about it. You can reach us off air, 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. info@thisopenhouseshow.com is our email address. And if you want full MLS search, where you can go ahead and look at any property on the market here, thisopenhouseshow.com is our website. Anyway, let's jump right into stats. The market still is continuing to go crazy here. Let's talk about the whole month of April 2021 here, because we have all those stats available now. Looking at all things, the entire MLS, Arizona, this encompasses pretty much everything in Southern Arizona here. We're looking at a sales price median of $257,000. And then when we take the entire MLS, looking at rolling 12 here, we've had 15,000 new listings come on the market in Tucson, which seems like quite a bit. I know a lot of our stats that we talk about, right now are in the 600 to 700 range. And that's when I do that stat that is active, available, you could go ahead and write an offer right then and there. This is just total new listings here. Pending sales are what's going in is coming out, 15,235. And we're sitting at a closed sale, looking at the last 12 months here, 14,562 for April of 2021. We have almost no supply here. Months of supply is less than one, and they are getting over 100% of list price in most cases. Now, this data point here, when I look at percentage of list price, it's just flatlined because it really can't get much higher
than 100% of list.
Yeah, on our stats here, but
it doesn't go up to 101, 102, 103. It stops at 101.
Yeah,
or it stops at 100.
It stops at 100 here, but you know we are seeing these things just blow past where we're at, and there are many different models, many different ways to sell homes here. But we're still saving our clients lots and lots of money by negotiating some amazing prices for them every single weekend. So with that
said, we did it this weekend.
We did it this weekend. We had an open house this weekend. Can you believe that?
Or I guess last weekend
Yeah.
This is a weekend right now, so last weekend. But
Right. We're always looking backwards. Anyway, so what are we talking about today, honey?
We're going to talk about how you live in your house versus how you sell your house. Because those are two very different things.
Gosh. You know.
And we just went through this ourselves, so we're practically experts at it.
So where do you guys leave your shoes? I don't know
so
about you.
We have a bad tendency to walk in through the front door and just kick the shoes off by the front door, because we're not really a shoe house in the house, so we just leave them there. And then every, you know, once in a while, I go through and grab the piles of shoes and redisperse them back where they're supposed to go.
Yeah, she does it every once in a while. I do it about every hour, because our three kids, they're just constantly taking them off and running around. You know, that's difficult here. You know, we have You know, when we're showing property, mm-hmm. we have, you know, a lot of different types of people with different physical ability.
Right.
Right? So sometimes some of the things that we think about as brokers selling real estate, representing our clients, it doesn't just have to do with aesthetics, does it?
No, a lot of it also has to do with the maneuverability around the house.
Yeah, and safety.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been in this business long enough and showed enough homes, there is a chance you're eventually going to have a client fall in a house that you're showing. And the last thing that you want to have happen is a buyer who's walking around just trips over a shoe or something that just
right. So
not good.
So we're going to start at the top because David sort of started in the middle. But the first thing that you need to think about is that you need to depersonalize your house. Mm. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But the biggest reason is that you have to remember, yes, it's your home, but it's not anybody else's home right now. So the depersonalization makes people feel like they can step into it. It's one of the reasons why if you watch HGTV, they always all of the houses at the end game always look sort of similar in terms of how they've been staged by the designer who's done the fix and flip or whatever, or the remodel. And then they're like, but we did this special thing that's uniquely for you. You know, the cute, kitschy thing that's, you know, this was part of the tree branch that was outside and we made this special thing. But the reason that they do that is because it's very staged and people haven't really yet moved in and put their pictures up on the walls and also all of those things. And so that's the first thing is that you want to depersonalize.
It's easy for the audience to plug and play their own.
Right. Exactly.
Stuff in
exactly. Because part of what HGTV is selling, the fantasy of you too could have a house that looks just like this. And here we have magazines and sponsors and we can sell you all this stuff. So, that's the first thing is that you want to depersonalize. I always tell people, because everybody feels differently about having pictures of themselves and their families and their pets and all of those things on the internet. If you have family pictures up and you are a family that does not feel comfortable having pictures up, take those pictures down. Because in this day and age, with the quality of the pictures that we're taking, yeah, somebody could be taking a picture of the whole room, but somebody could zoom in and see, oh, you've got three kids and two dogs and a parakeet and whatever.
Yeah.
So that those are things that we tell you. Different people, one of the things that we tell you to make sure of is that if you have any weapons in the house, that you have hidden them safely, either in a gun safe with a key or you've given them to somebody who you can trust to watch them, because as best we can, sometimes people do steal and we want to make sure that those things are safe. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The same thing is true of special fine jewelry or of artwork that is precious or tchotchke things that you don't want to
Right.
Those kinds of things you need to think about.
Now, what about medication?
Medication is another thing. Absolutely. We can't, as agents, when holding an open house or when showing a house, we can't, if there's multiple people, unless everybody's moving as a group, we can't walk through. And if somebody goes, hey, I need to use the restroom, I'm not following them in there.
It can be difficult to keep an eye on
right.
every square inch. But, you know, maybe that's part of the reason for the rapid price increases. Buyers are getting into the medicine cabinet of the sellers of these open houses.
No.
And they're making
no.
wild offers.
No. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that you want to declutter. So depersonalize and declutter. You know, we all tend to leave all of the small kitchen appliances out on the counter. We all tend to do that. There tends to be those kinds of...
Most of us don't put our coffee makers
right,
away after
Right, because we use it every
coffee.
Day. We're just not likely to do that. So
toasters.
Right. So the kinds of the decluttering kinds of things, just make sure that all of the surfaces are cleared off and clean. The same goes with the closets. We store a lot of stuff in the closets, but the truth is that it's worth it to get a storage unit for even a small storage unit temporarily and clean out the closets so that
this
they...
This is a big one, actually. It's so big that I think we need to dedicate a little bit more time on this, because any closet, it doesn't matter how grand, how big it is, you can make it feel too small.
Yes.
Based on how you live in it.
Yes.
And so it may work really well for you to pack everything in and you know where everything is. Again, it could be huge.
Right.
Size of a New York apartment. get rid of your stuff. You don't need all of the winter clothes in summer.
Right.
You don't need all of the summer clothes in winter. You're gonna take something that actually is adequate for most people, and if you don't clean it up properly and pack up properly, it's not going to feel big, and you're going to ruin a great selling point.
Right. So, you know, that kind of a thing, just how you live in a house and how you sell a house, you know, when people put stuff into closets and they show you the designer closet with all the clothes, it doesn't have all the clothes when those pictures are taken. You know that. So just those are some things to think about. But we're going to head into a break, and we're going to keep talking about this on the other side, because we have a lot of other things to talk about, how you live in your house versus how you sell your house. So we'll head into the break. Don't go away.
Welcome back yet again. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie.
Hi, guys. So before the break, we were talking about how you live in your house versus how you sell your house. And we talked about depersonalizing and decluttering. And the next thing...
Hold on. A little more on decluttering real fast. One of the things that I feel like as an agent, walking buyers through sellers' properties all the time, is that when you do open those closets and you see... the very clean, orderly, put together, you see all this stuff, we understand, we do know this has been curated, it's been put away, it's been taken care of, but there is a feeling that you get that goes beyond the aesthetics, that goes beyond the this closet's totally adequate for the stuff that we have, and look at all these things. There's a feeling of real competency and put together on a seller part. When we walk in and you see some of these things about the way the seller lives, and they've prepared the seller or prepared the home for sale in a really good way, you get a lot more good, warm and fuzzy feelings about how the seller is taking care of the home.
Right. You feel much more comfortable that they were competent homeowners.
Yeah, they're competent homeowners treating the house the way it needs to be treated and taking care of things as they come up. So there's just a lot of high-level confidence that comes in that pays dividends as you get into the next phase.
And it's a pain to do all of this. Like, don't get me wrong. I literally just did this. I get it. It's not fun. It's not the most enjoyable thing, but it really pays off in the long term in terms of the price that you want.
And when your stuff is in storage and all of a sudden you're like, darn it, I packed that thing why did I pack that? That is going to happen. Again, yes, the market is insane. You could put a sign out. You're going to get 5 calls a week from big air quotes I'm making, unless you're watching us on YouTube, investors who are going to come and make you a fantastic deal, they claim. All of those reasons why, well, do I really need to do any of this stuff? Yeah, because in any market, if you do these things, you will get even more for your property.
Yep.
And your bottom line net, while I can't go quantify the feeling of a buyer that has a competent seller that's maintained a home, can't quantify the savings that has, I guarantee you, I promise that your bottom line will be better.
Right. So the next thing that we want to talk about is tends to be controversial in real estate circles, and it has to do with air fresheners and air plug-ins and candles and diffusing essential oils. I fall firmly on the camp of don't.
Mm.
I'm very sensitive to smells. Smells can make my head really hurt. So I don't mind if I walk into a house and it smells clean, but I can't stay in homes. There have been homes that I have shown and I have said to the buyers, I'm so sorry, I need to step outside. This is making my head hurt. There are agents who swear by it. They say that it helps people feel warm and fuzzy and all of those things. I always advise our clients to take them out.
Yeah.
Because there are people who are sensitive and you don't want to turn people off. And the house will smell good if it's clean and you've opened the windows and you've run, you know, you do all of those things. If you really feel like it needs to smell something, go buy a package of chocolate chip cookies.
No. Pepperoni pizza. Everybody knows you're supposed to bake pepperoni pizza.
All right, fine. Do that too.
Right.
So, but that, you know, it does tend to be controversial. I'm not sure why it tends to be controversial, but I've seen it blow up.
Well, it's controversial because, you know, the house stinks, honey.
Well,
the house smells and we know it. And the seller kind of knows it, but they're nose blind and they think, well, you know, and everybody knows your five dogs and the chicken that kind of runs around inside and outside.
We don't have clients who do that.
And the pig, well, we did cancel a property.
Okay, but that wasn't our client.
No, you're right. It wasn't our property.
We represented the buyer, not the seller.
And you know what? On that one, an air freshener would have been nice, which leads me to the next thing is, fine, you've done all of the things. You've got 5,000 offers, and it's gone way insane over asking with appraisal waivers and everything else. And unless there's just absolutely no contingency and the buyer will never see the house, you know, you might want to think about how the property is presented during the inspection period.
Yes.
Because, you know, the house does look nice in the pictures. Photographers are fantastic. They make these things look way better. But when, again, the house is not put together and, you know, family members are eating lunch without shirts on and there's, you know, food all over the place and you do have the animals going crazy and the house does smell.
Yep.
Little things all of a sudden feel a lot bigger to most clients. Why do you think, Rebecca, when we see this all the time, a clean house, even the same house, when it's clean, the condition issues, it just feels different.
I don't know why it does. I just know that it does.
Right.
But that actually, so I feel like clean goes without saying, but maybe we should say, have the house be clean. Make sure that you cleaned the house, like mop the floors, you know.
And your definition of clean may not be the buyer's definition. That's okay. There's
right.
Some buyers who, it doesn't matter
yeah.
what you do, but for the most part, there is kind of this middle ground. You may want a second opinion.
Right. The other thing is, the next thing is animals. When there are animals involved, first, it's really important that you tell your agent about all of the animals you have. We had a deal a while back where the seller didn't tell us that they had a cat, and this cat was a
And nobody knew. I mean, it was
right.
It was
the house didn't smell like there was a cat.
Yeah.
You know, none of the things that make you think there's
nothing
a cat.
Nothing bad happened.
Right,
guys.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not going to know, oh, you have a cat who stays hidden in the back of the master closet and, you know, comes out at midnight to run around and do their crazy thing, pounce on your toes and go back in the closet. Like, we're not going to know that. So,
or we're not going to know because the cat's hiding and in some cases you really can't tell there's an animal there because they're so clean. You know, we don't know to leave the door open so the
right.
poor cat can get
right.
out. Right.
Right. So make sure that you tell your agent about, and then depending on how you guys go about selling your home, if you say, you know, we're going to put all showings over a week, especially right now, this works right now. This may change as the market changes because markets always change. But right now, you know, it might be in the best interest of everybody to just put the animals into a pet hotel for a weekend
yeah.
so that they're, you know, that they're safe where they're being taken care of and you don't have to worry about, you know, if somebody opens the door, is the cat going to get out? Or different people have different feelings about dogs, big dogs, little dogs, it doesn't matter. Just all of those things.
And regardless of our feelings of dogs, we love dogs.
Yeah.
We love cats. I really like fish because, you know, they don't eat a lot and they're nice to look at. But anyway, we love them. And we've had all kinds of dogs that sometimes are more of the guard dog type to the small little yippy dog.
We had a golden retriever that would lick people to death.
Yeah.
He was not ferocious at all. He
totally
just
good.
Loved them.
Yeah, yeah. But that doesn't mean something couldn't happen. And, you know, again, you're still the homeowner.
Right.
And let's keep this really positive and good when we're looking at homes or we're inspecting homes. The worst thing is, you know, all of a sudden a dog did bite somebody or scratch somebody. It's just not worth it.
No. And then the next thing to think about is safety. So David touched on this at the beginning of the hour where he was talking about, you know, you don't want people to trip and fall. And we had an awful experience where this happened. And it was an accident and these things happen. But
it was literally a step down because sometimes in our region we have these multi-leveled things and the tile was the same, but in this case the seller had done an amazing job of documenting and they had, you know, put tape out and like caution bright orange and a sign, hey, step down, this is, you know, something that could be and we had alerted. Accidents do happen. Right. This poor woman, she knew it was there, and it just
she just forgot.
She just
fell,
forgot.
And it was frightening for everybody involved. But one of the things that and
luckily
we,
again, she wasn't badly injured.
Right.
Everything ended up being okay.
Right. If you have a property where you have a sunken living room or you have a step down from one area to another, blue caution tape it at eye level, put something that says, hey, step down.
Maybe a sign on your front door if it's you open a door, small little entry pad, and then
step down.
It does take that extra time. It's great risk reduction.
Right.
And you may really, really, really loathe your dark floors that look beautiful when they're perfectly clean. And we all know what you're up to, sellers, that you have it perfectly clean and everything looks nice. But then as soon as you walk across it, you see all the footprints from the dust.
Right.
And you're never going to buy that floor again.
Right.
We know it. We know your next house, it's
going to
be a whole different
floors.
Thing.
Yeah.
And so in order to protect your floor, you're like, here's the little booties that we want you to put on your feet.
Right.
The slip chance.
Right. It's so high, guys.
Shoots through the roof. So here's the deal. You put those floors down. You did it yourself, okay? Or you bought the floor knowing that because you had to put the booties on your shoes when you went through and looked at the house. You're never going to buy those floors again. This is your last opportunity to mop them, okay?
Enjoy
it. Just enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah. Don't make us go take off our shoes, especially if, again, you may have mobility issues.
Right.
It's not a good idea,
yeah.
guys.
We've seen a lot of people slip with those booties, and there are people who need to keep their shoes on because of mobility issues.
All kinds of reasons.
So
if they're walking around feeling...
I understand that shoes can be really dirty. Like, I get it. But one of the things that you should understand when you're putting your house on the market is people are going to walk through it.
Yes.
And you want to go back in after people are in and you want to sanitize all of the surfaces and do all of those things because there will be people in your house whom you don't know. But that's just an issue with selling your house. And
so here's how you solve this problem. It's really easy. You get some extra rugs for all of the entryways. And I don't have a problem if somebody puts down, you know, some towels, okay? Some bath towels or something that are clean. And that is a sign.
They
We know that that's not how you live. That's okay. But what it's saying is, hey, just take that extra time to really rub all that dust and everything off your foot. And you know what's crazy? When you do that, it actually makes it a lot easier on you to clean.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of this is about risk reduction, of just keeping you safe and not having a potential buyer instead of trying to give you money in this market, trying to take your money because they got injured or something. I think that's really important. So get rid of the booties.
So those are some things to think about when you are putting your house on the market. How you live in your house is different than how you sell your house. Think about that when you're getting your house ready to sell.
And let's think about something else when you're putting your house on your market. Everybody does this. They go online and they Google their algorithm and see, well, what is the algorithm them saying? Guys, in down markets, these algorithms weren't correct. And in great markets, they're not correct. We'll give you real price. And it's going to beat those algorithms in most cases. 520-462-2611 is our phone number. Call or text anytime. We'll see you next week.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, aunts, sisters, and everybody else out there who's taking care of kids.